listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to you. Wake up! This is Landon coming at you live in the studio for Lifeline Ministries. Listen, I want to give you a couple call letters right off the top. Again, good morning. Lifeline here live on the radio with you. If during this broadcast, it's called Lifeline because we try to give you a avenue. It's just that. It's the line back to Christ. It's the line to put life back in you. Jesus said, my word is spirit and it is life. I come here and I give you pure word and I give you phone numbers. And I give you the opportunity to call up here and bridge that gap between you and God. Bring yourself back into fellowship with God. It's just that. I'm going to throw the line out there, and if you want life restored to you, whether it be sickness, whether it be jobless, whether it be a broken relationship, broken marriage, whether it be drug addiction, whether it be sexual addictions, whatever it is, if you want life back into yourself, if you realize, man, this is not life. The way I'm living, this is not the good life. If you want life back, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving you a chance. That little phone line that seems like nothing that I give out every week is your chance to go, you know what? I got to break this thing. The only way I'm going to do it is to do something. I can't sit here. You can't sit here and do the same thing day after day and take no action and expect your life to change. You got to do something. You got to go, you know what? I'm going to pick that joker up. I'm going today. I'm going all in with Christ. I'm calling that number and I'm going to say, man, introduce me to Jesus. Let me meet Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my life, come into my heart. Change me from the in all that stuff I hear about. Change me from the inside out, Lord. That's what you want. You call here today during this broadcast. 221-1100. 221-1100. And if you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. Anywhere on the web, you can call anybody anywhere and say, hey, man, tune into this broadcast. Check this teaching out. The guy's going to talk about prayer this morning. Something we all need to figure out and know how it actually operates. We're operating some of the principle, not all of it, and it won't work. So we're not getting results, and we're going, oh, yeah, you know? So we're going to talk about prayer. You can call anybody up and say, look, get on your computer right now. Hurry up. WCNO. WCNO.com. Get on there and pull up Lifeline. Bam. WCNO.com. Live broadcast right now. If you miss us, go on demand. We're on demand. All you got to do is go on demand. Little calendar pops up. Hey, Saturday morning. It's called Lifeline. It's real easy. All right. Let's just get on with this. Let me pray. I need spiritual guidance to bring His word. It's His word. It's His word. I want Him to bring it. I just want to open my mouth, put it on cruise control, and let God do what He does. Father God, we come to you this morning. We love you so much. We just offer ourselves to you as a human sacrifice. We do. We lay down everything. We put all our flesh right on the cross right now and just say we love you. We praise you. We thank you for what you did. We're going to crucify ourselves just like you did. We're going to slay that flesh and let the Spirit flow. We don't want to be in our carnal minds. We don't want to be in our thoughts. We don't want to be in our busyness of our mind. Oh my gosh, I got bills. I got this. I got jobs. Shut it down, Lord. Help us bring that peace that passes all understanding that it wash over me and everybody, every single person within the sound of my voice. Oh, the peace of the Spirit blow upon you this morning. And let's just receive that. Let's receive God's goodness. Let's receive God's grace, mercy. Let His Spirit flow through you. If you don't know Him, say, Father God, I want to know you. Jesus, come into me right now. Jesus, come be Lord of my life right now. Just say that. All you got to do is say that. Say, Jesus, please help me. Say, Jesus, come to me now. Take up, just take me up. Move in on the throne of my heart and rule and reign my every thought, my every desire. Make me like you. Use me for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. If God always answers prayer, okay, now this is stuff we heard now. This is stuff we heard, but we don't really get it. If God always answers prayer, and in Him, the Bible says, is yes and amen, why am I sweating this thing? Let me say that again. Think about that for a minute. If God always answers prayer, and in him is yes and amen, why am I sweating this thing? Whether it be sickness, whether it be your finances, whether it be your nervousness, whether it be your anxiety, whether it be your marriage, what is it? What is it? If God always answers your prayer now, always, and in him is yes and amen, which would mean yes, yes, there is no, no, and amen we generally translate into it is finished. Why am I sweating this thing? Let's just look at scripture about this. Mark says over in chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, thank you, Holy Ghost. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, what did he say? Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire. These are your desires now. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, if you back up here to verse 22 and look at the bottom, first thing Jesus says when he starts this thing is, have faith in God. First words out of his mouth. So we're talking to the people that have faith in God. So he says, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, who? The people that have faith in God. Whatsoever things the people that have faith in God desire, when the people that have faith in God pray, believe that you receive them, and because you're the type of person that has faith in God, you will receive them. That's the problem. That's where we're missing it. I don't know what the percentage is, but there's too great of a percentage of people that don't have faith in God. Why? We don't have the understanding. Let me just put this real blunt to you. If you're not spending a lot of time in your Bible, if you're not spending a lot of time in your Word, because the Bible says the only way your mind will be transformed is by the Word. It says, be transformed is what it says exactly, by the renewing. See, it wouldn't say that if your mind didn't need to be renewed. You can't take the natural world system and the training and education by your experiences and your life lessons and apply that over in the faith realm. These are two different worlds. The natural world cannot comprehend the faith world. So you have to get out of that. You have to get out of that natural mindset and get up here where you have faith in God. What's that mean to have faith in God? That means I trust him solely. That means that I know him so well that I understand that he alone is trustworthy. I don't care if no one else is. I have spent so much time in scripture that I now know, and I'm speaking for all of us. I'm not saying this is me. I'm saying this is you. If you'll apply this, have faith in God. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, who? Those that have the faith in God. When you pray, there's a key there too. When do you get these things? When you pray. A lot of people read this, they hear, well, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, believe that you receive them and you shall receive them. No, 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 no. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray. When do you receive these things? When you pray. Why haven't you received these things? Because you haven't prayed. But I have prayed, Landon. Okay. We're going to look into that too, because I think a lot of people are throwing out some words without any relationship. There's no bonding between you and God. Your roots haven't grown deep. You don't know him intimately. You're praying. Don't get offended to me now. I'm just trying to teach you what scripture says. You're praying to a stranger. It's like, this is kind of a strange example, but I heard a pastor use this. It's like being 3 or 4 months behind on your rent. And you live in some nice apartment complex and someone, one of your neighbors calls and says, hey man, the landlord's on the floor. Man, you got the TV off, you're turning the lights off, everything off, shutting the door, making it real quiet. You're not home. Why? You're avoiding them because you're behind. You're not up to date. You don't know. You're not up to date. You're not in good standings. You got your relationship hindered. That's what's going on. You can't be deceived and think, okay, I don't have to read the word. God is love. God loves me. I don't have to know him. When I get in a situation, that's when I call up him, because that's what God's for. God desires to love on you and have a relationship with you. Once you have a relationship with him, the Bible refers to it as being in him. See, once you're in him, then you have the rights to all the things that are in that kingdom. You become in him. You have the rights to all this. All this stuff by faith is available to you. But until you realize that, it's not. Now, unfortunately, the dangerous situation is we've been to church enough and we've heard enough word somewhere in our life, Sunday school, whatever, that we have the concept in our mind that I can live in a natural world with intellectualism, and then at the point that I need something from the spiritual, I can intellectually ask for it, and it doesn't work. You can't get there from here. You have to, and God doesn't go around faith. Let me just say that too. To get your prayers answered, you have to go in by faith. You have to believe by faith. You have to pray by faith. All right, so check this out. If God always answers prayer, and in him is yes and amen, let's just look at that for a minute. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God, how many of the promises of God? Every single one you can find from Genesis to the last page of the Bible. All the promises of God in him, here we go again, in him are yea and in him amen. All the promises. Excuse me. I get excited sometimes. I tickle my own throat. Hey, all the promises of God in him. Where? In him are yes. And then it says, and in him, amen. This is what that means. All the promises of God, everything he's announced in this book, everything he's announced, everything he's pledged unto you, and especially the divine assurance of goodness. This is what that word means. All the promises, especially it says the divine assurance of goodness towards who? You, towards your family. So all the goodness of God, all the pledges of God, all the announcements of God in him are yes, which means they are affirmed. Even so, be it unto you is what that means. All the promises of God in him are be it unto you. They are truth and they are surely for you. And in him, they are amen. What's that mean? They are firm. They are trustworthy. They are trustworthy. It says, often as an interjection, so be it. So all the promises of God are affirmed and sure for you. And they're so trustworthy, the Bible refers to it as so be it. To who? To those that are in him. Again, I keep stressing that. You have to be in him. Once you're in him, you can receive all the things on from that kingdom. That kingdom will rule and reign your natural world. Your problems, your sickness, your disease, your brokenness. Oh, I can't, I don't know how I'm going to, oh man. Oh, I can't go to work, my back's. You know any people I know that are doing that back thing? My back's out, my legs out, my hips out, my that. Okay, I understand. I understand. That's a real thing. God came to redeem you from the curse of the law. God came to heal you. Jesus came so that Jesus said this. He said, now, I come. The reason I came is so you can have life. Not only can you have it, you can have it more abundantly. If the spirit that raised up Christ Jesus from the dead, this is what the Bible says, dwells in you. Remember I'm talking about in him? If that spirit dwells in you, the word says, it's 1 John 3:8. No, it's not. That's another scripture I like, but I just got messed up. It is Romans 8:11. If that spirit dwells in you, thank you, Holy Ghost. He fully corrected me when I just spit that. That's how good it is. You got to know God like that. He'll stop you and say, no, that ain't right. It's this one. If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, this one I'm talking about being in him. The Bible says, he that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken, which is the word for bring good life, abundant life, healthy life to your mortal body. That's not the one in heaven. That's the one now. But see, you can't pray for that if you don't know that. I'm trying to stress, the biggest thing I can stress to you is you got to get in here and learn this word. If you don't know this word, you got nothing. Jesus said it best. This was Jesus' words. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Now, the day you realize that and you go, oh my gosh, no wonder my marriage is not restored. No wonder my anxiety is not under control. No wonder my house is in disarray. You know, no wonder all my loved ones are dying off and I can't do nothing about it because I don't have anything from the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God could change some things in your life. But if you're staying in the natural world, the best you can do is what this natural world has to offer you. That's it. We got to go higher, folks. That's not enough. For most of us, that is not enough. Okay? So all the promises of God now, they're all in this book now. You got to get in here and find them. He says, all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. The Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? Think about that. Think about the temple of God. Think about a building, the temple of God, and the Holy of Holies is in there. Guess what? That's what you become when you accept Christ in your life. Oh, Lord Jesus, come move in me. I need you today. Jesus, please, please, I need you. Come in me. Set up the throne on my heart that I can begin to hear from you. I can begin to have a good relationship with you. I can read your word, and you will reveal it to me because I now have you dwelling in me. It's a good time to call for that. Very good time to call for that. Listen, how do we pray? The psalmist said this. There's a lot of a better or more hard hitting, but this was the most simple and precise to me. How do you pray? The psalmist said over in Psalm 54:2, simple words. He said, "Oh God, give ear to the words of my mouth." That's it. That's it. When you begin to talk to God, you just say that. Say, "Oh God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," whatever you want to call him, Yahweh, Jehovah God. Make sure you're on the real God now. The God of the Bible. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. "Oh God, give ear to my words. Give ear to the words of my mouth." That's a good time right now to call, really. 221-1100. 221-1100. Landon, I want God to give ear to the words of my mouth, and I want to say out loud that I want Jesus. I'm ready to accept him. I'm ready to invite him into my life. I'm ready to let him steer this ship. I'm ready for him to talk to me, tell me what to do, guide me, counsel me, and give me godly wisdom and godly understanding and godly knowledge so that I can rule and reign as a king and priest in Christ, my world. Because my world is ruling and reigning me. And I'm tired of it. 221-1100, man. I am giving you the opportunity of it, literally a lifetime. This is that lifeline. I'm throwing it out to you right now. This is why we call it lifeline. Man, you can change your life in an instant. Nobody can offer. You can't buy this. I don't care how rich you are. You can't go to the store with $150,000 and buy this. You can't spend $500,000 on what I'm trying to give you. It's not out there for sale, buddy. You got to get it by faith. God, I think you're a trustworthy God. God, I love you. I understand what he's saying now. My things aren't working because I don't even know how to pray because I don't know you. The first step, invite him in your heart. Once he comes in, you can read scripture and he'll reveal it to you and you'll begin to know him. Listen to this. Let me just give you this. This is how long, this has been a problem way longer than this, but I was listening to a teacher. I was listening to a preacher called R.W. Shambach back in June 8th of 2012. Okay? 2012 now. And the word of God came to me. It's 9:35 in the morning and God started speaking. He does this to me. I'll grab something. I just got to write it on a piece of paper or whatever I got. He started speaking. He said, "Ask. Landon, ask." He said, "Nobody asks these days. In order to ask, you must be filled with my spirit. They that are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God." And then he said to me, listen to this. This is the most profound thing. This is why God's God. You just have to have faith. If you get in your Bible, get to know him and have faith, nothing will be impossible for you. He said, "They that are led by the spirit of God, they're the sons of God." It's not your job to heal. It's your job to ask. That's all he said. He wants to be involved with it. But you won't talk to someone you don't know. How are you going to talk to a stranger? You've got to get to know him. And the only way to get to know him, he has put his life basically in this word. When you read, the reason the Bible is referred to as the living word, if you don't know what that means, you haven't spent enough time in there. As soon as you spend enough time in your word, it will begin to live. It'll breathe. It'll teach you things. Oh man, it doesn't matter. You could be somewhere without a Bible on you and God will start talking to you from the scriptures. From the scriptures, I'm telling you. Listen, Matthew 6:6, Jesus said this. He said, listen, when you pray, remember I told you now, all I want you to do, even if you don't call here, man, I want you to say, oh God, give ear to my words today. Give ear to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Jesus said, now, he said, when you pray, enter into your closet. Now, just go in your bedroom, go somewhere, go in the garage, go in your closet. He said, shut the door. And when you've shut that door, you pray to your Father, which is in secret. And your Father, which is in secret, shall reward thee openly. You know why? Because then you have nothing else. You're not sitting down at the table somewhere and you went out to Sonny's or something, and someone sees you. And you're like, oh man, I better pray with this food because there's so-and-so from church. If I don't do that, they're going to think I'm him. Oh, Lord, thank you for this food. Bless me. You're doing that because you want to show them you're a prayer type person. That's not it. Jesus said, shut all that mess down, man. You get somewhere alone. Go in your closet, go in your whatever, shut your door. And now you talk to your Father. Because now it's not about anybody. It's about you and him. You have his undivided attention. It's coming from your heart. What does it mean to pray? I only want to focus on personal prayer today. What does personal prayer mean? I'm not talking about intercession. I'm not talking about healing. I'm talking about you learning how to talk to God. It means I'm going to leave my natural understanding for a while. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave my natural understanding and go out by faith with a request to God, expecting him to hear me. I'm going to step out of my natural comprehension because I need something stronger. I need a higher level. I need something else going on because what I've tried is not working. I'm going to go outside of my normal comprehension. And I'm going to put a request to God by faith, expecting him to hear me. It's not hard. It's how you were designed. That's the lie of the enemy. Oh, you got it. You were designed for this, man. If you'd ever try it, you realize God's right there waiting to talk to you, waiting to fellowship with you. Adam got all his knowledge from God. He didn't have books. He didn't go to school. God taught him everything personally. Adam got all his knowledge from God, designed to receive relational information directly from God by walking with him. So are you. Christ came to redeem you from the law and set you at that same principle. You're designed for the same exact thing. Check that out. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. So we walk with God today, same thing, just like Adam did, by laying aside this natural world and all the thoughts, cares, and concerns thereof, and stepping over into the spirit where we have access to God and can approach God. You can't approach God in the natural, but you can approach him in the spirit. God is a spirit, it says. They that worship him, prayer is a form of worship, must pray to him in spirit and in truth. What's that mean? That means you have to leave your natural mind and jump on out there by faith in the spirit to talk to God. And then it says you must worship him in what? Spirit and truth. Spirit is what I just told you. God, I'm gonna go in my room. I'm going to shut down my natural world. And I'm going to reach out by faith and let my spirit cry to you to pray, Daddy, Daddy, Abba, Father. And it says you must worship him by spirit and truth. What's truth? The word. Jesus said, my word is truth. We all know this Bible and this word is the truth. It's the truth. There's no bigger truth in our world than the word of God. So Jesus just told you now, all right, God's a spirit. They that worship him must worship him by spirit and by truth. That's how you worship him. You have to know this truth. You can't pray a promise, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen, settled, trustworthy, surely so be it unto you. Well, if you don't have the promises, how are you praying? That's the problem today, folks. You got to get in here and find the promise. Then you can pray something. Listen real quick. Let me go over something with you. I got to sign off in a minute. Follow me real quick. We're going to go through some meat. This is good meat. You got to have it. But when the fullness of the time was come, this is what Jesus did for you. This is why you can do what I just told you. It's not too late to call here, by the way. I'm blowing through this, but it's never too late. 221-1100. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. That means just like you and me. Why? To redeem them that were under the law. What's the law? I went to the beach. I didn't have enough clothes on. I was all skimpy dressed. It was nighttime. It was cold. The air was damp. Now I got to sniffle the next morning. That's the law. It was moist. It was cool. I had a tank top on and shorts, and I'm sniffling. That's just a natural law. Well, it says he come to redeem you that were under the law, that you might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, which means children, God sent forth the Spirit of his son. You have the spirit of Jesus in your heart. Why? Because you've accepted him. Crying, That just means heralding out loud. That means actually out loud, the Spirit, when the Spirit of Jesus comes in you, it heralds out loud, Abba, Father, Daddy, Daddy, Father, Father. You want to get your prayers answered? Get Christ on the throne of your heart. Move Jesus in your body. Move Jesus in your temple today. When you pull him inside of you, you have the Spirit of his Son in your heart crying, Father, Father. You've got God's attention now. Why? Because Jesus is in you. Believe me, wherever Jesus is, God has got, is his, everything about him is on that. So when you move Christ into you, God becomes focused on you. Your prayers start getting answered. Your thoughts start molding into his glory. His kingdom starts to work through the very words that come out of your mouth. Why? Because you are now a son or daughter of God, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. For the promises of God, remember, found in Scripture, right? Here, let's just go to one really quick. I got to sign off in a second, but hang on. Hang on. Let me go here real quick and show you this promise. All right. I got to get off here in a second. Here we go. Here. Let me just give you. What are we talking about? Here's some promises of God. You got to know this stuff. You got to know the promises. If you don't know what the promises are, how do you know what to pray? He says over in Proverbs 3, my children, that's you now because you just accepted him. Remember that? Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Oh, but it's not a problem. Jesus is on your heart now. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. I think we can end on that. Listen to me. Children, do not forget my law. Let my commandments rule and reign on your heart. And then he says in 3:2, Proverbs 3:2, this is what I'll do for you. This is the promise you're praying. Length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Father God, we thank you for this word today. We thank you that we've now said, Jesus, come in. Jesus, move on my heart. Jesus, come in. I'll be the vessel. You be the God of my world. Live on my heart. That means your Spirit came with me. That means now, thank you, Lord, I have length of days. I have long life. I have peace. I am healed in the name of Jesus because that authority, that kingdom, that king is ruling my world now. That name becomes the governing authority over everything in my life. Thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Listen, I want you to send me an offering this week. Send me your tithe. I'm not saying it that way. I'm not demanding it from you. I'm trying to help you. I know so many people that are in so much financial situation. You know, I have a person I work with and I asked her, well, do you tithe? No, I can't. No, until you trust God in whatever area in your life you're not trusting God in, you'll never see God move in that area. That's what, I don't care what it is. Your children. I don't care if it's your marriage. I don't care if it's your whatever. But if you don't release some finances to God, seriously, and it's not about, if you don't sow to this one, sow to another one. I'd prefer you started this one. I could really use your help, but not a big deal. I just want you to give it to God. 1603. It's called Lifeline. 1603 Jensen Beach 34958. Sow some kind of financial seed to the Lord and watch him. Now you've opened up the area. You said, God, I release my finances to you. Now he can move in and work in that area. Until you release an area to him, he will never come in a door that you've got closed in his face. Lifeline, box 1603, 34958. Sow anything you can afford to sow. Don't go out of your comfort zone, but sow something and let him begin to work on you. Okay? Lifeline, box 1603. Send check, money order, whatever you got. Pray over it. Say, Lord, I'm releasing my finances to you. I want you to work in the area of my life. Lifeline, box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Do not forget that. Do not forget that. Hit us up on the web. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. It's free counsel. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Somebody say something to me this week. You liked it, you didn't like it, whatever. TryLifeline@gmail.com. I love you. Have a great Saturday.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.